America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
There we are. Okay. Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Good afternoon, Colleen. It's great being in the Hampton Roads studio at WPMH. And how are you doing today?
We're doing well. Back live here on the radio.
Okay, good. You have a nice Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Pretty nice. And yours?
Hey, everything was great. I can't complain at all. The Lord was good to me. Folks, again, that if Colleen, you can let people know how to get a hold of us and who's sponsoring us today.
I sure can. So you are listening to the Faith and Freedom broadcast. If you would like to join along with us, you can do that at 488-5299, 488-5299 to join in on the conversation. The program is brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads, all throughout Hampton Roads. They do a lot of legal issues, including bankruptcy and other things like that. They have Christian Rights Ministries as well, so they are part of that, and Steve is part of that group. And all throughout Hampton Roads, you can make a no-obligation appointment to be able to talk to them about your needs, and you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. to log in and chat there with somebody if you have a question and set up that appointment.
Amen. And the phone number again is
488-5299.
And again, just call in. We'd like to talk to you on the air. That we usually have a couple folks call. We have Tony from Phoenix always calling, and or Prescott, and we have a few folks out here making phone calls in. So join us if you would. And again, go to www.debtfreeva.com if you want to talk to me after the program, or speak to one of our attorneys. Again, that as Colleen was saying, that we're one of the oldest. I'm one of the oldest. I'm getting older now. at 57 years old, a young 57, that the bankruptcy providers in Hampton Roads, and we have four offices serving the South Hampton Roads area, but we also serve all of Virginia. I'm an attorney in the Western District as well as the Eastern District, and that's the area that comprises, you know, all the way up to Richmond and a little bit past that, all the way to the Eastern Shore. And again, if you've got a bankruptcy issue, we do a lot of that. And right now you're seeing a lot of bankruptcies being filed to stop foreclosures. A lot of people got these forbearances that sound like a real good plan at the time, and they go 6, 8, 10, 12 months during this COVID pandemic without making payments because they're kind of assured that there's going to be a forbearance, or excuse me, a loan modification coming. And then they say, well, the option is this, no loan modification, but pay all your mortgages arrears now. That's the forbearance period, and if you don't, then we'll file foreclosure. And so we're seeing some foreclosures starting to happen because of that. And so if that's you, call now or go to the website, preferably www.debtfreeva.com. That's www.debtfreeva.com, and they have a little chat box there. They'll set up an appointment with myself or one of our attorneys to help you figure out how to get out of this this temporary jam that you're in. Also, if you're behind on your car payments, or you just don't know how you're going to get through Christmas, considering the current circumstances you're in, that we're experts that have helped literally tens of thousands of folks over the last 20 plus years using bankruptcy, debt workouts, and other sort of financial remedies to assist people in getting back on the right track. And so the Alliance Legal Group, thank you. We thank you for sponsoring, for supporting us and supporting the Alliance Legal Group as we go through this very difficult time. So with all that being said, you know, the way I see things, Colleen, you know, this unprecedented time is I don't see us and I don't see those people that are causing all this to happen allowing or wanting or us to ever go back to a new, to the old normal. And that's what we heard 6 months, a year ago, that what we see is them with the Great Reset imposing upon the new normal on us. And, you know, it's very unfortunate, you know, that I'm very glad that we had a good Thanksgiving, most of us, and that we had a sense of normalcy to a certain degree. That most people I spoke to over the last weekend enjoyed the time very similarly to how they did back in 2019. A lot of folks weren't permitted to go see their loved ones because the loved ones, you know, didn't want them to come over if they weren't vaccinated, which is kind of crazy, but it happened. And that so there's even a change in familial relationships, as crazy as that might sound.
No, that is true.
Have you heard that? Were you aware of anybody like that?
I've heard that where, you know, there have been colleagues or different things like that that wouldn't be allowed to go to somebody else's Thanksgiving because they were not vaccinated already or whatever. And so, like you said, I mean, it's not going back to what was normal before. We have to face the reality there that that's never going to happen. So we have to make our own new reality, I guess, as far as that goes, and try to be as normal. But I have to put this in perspective, you know, having a child, you know, she won't have, life is not the same as it was 2 years ago, whether we like it or not, you know, it's just different. And so we have to make the most of it. I'm not all doom and gloom, you know, and don't do things and don't go places and whatever. You have to still, you know, see family. You can't just not see family and those kind of things. So you have to do that.
Well, you know, the answer is we have to resist it. We have to, you know, that there's a global elite that's trying to impose, just like the your opening talked about, a great reset and this new normal to them. You know, let me just tell you a really scary thought that's behind all this global reset sort of stuff. Global depopulation. People say that's crazy. Well, they would have thought that locking down America and the world a year and a half ago was crazy, but it's not crazy. Trust me that these guys are bad folks, that they want to destroy America. They want to destroy life as normal and impose their new normal. And if you haven't figured that out and you're still out there voting for people like in the current regime, shame on you. Shame on you. Wake up. You know, that what's happening right now is that we have the collision of two realities. One is this great reset that is active and ongoing. And like we've said, or at least what the globalists have said, the train has left the station. It's happening. If you haven't figured that out, then your head's either in the sand or you're, I mean, I can't help but tell you that you're not very bright. That just quite frank, just look around and see what's going on. Now, you could be completely deceived and think things are going well. And think that basically this inflation that's going on in Afghanistan, the border, the imposition of segregation of vaccinated versus unvaccinated, critical race theory being imposed upon our kids, homosexuality being foisted down their throats. You might think that's a good policy for a nation. And if that's the case, well, you know, you're probably in the wrong nation. In fact, it's unfortunate that you're in this nation. That's what I'm saying. It's unfortunate because you're destroying this nation. I'm not being hyperbolic. That if you believe all those things I just mentioned are good for America, it's very unfortunate because you're destroying this nation. Now, most folks that are listening to this station, this channel, don't feel that way. They're grieved that the Constitution is being destroyed, that they're grieved that the children are being indoctrinated and they're fighting against giving racist indoctrination, by being groomed by the very schools that we put them in for sexual promiscuity. You know, that most people that we have listening on the station would agree that this last year and a half, taking away the liberty and the constitutional rights of literally the entire nation to a certain degree or another is a bad thing. And so we have, again, the collision of two realities. One, we have a globalist elite that has conscripted through their influence, their money, their power, the commencement of a great reset of life as was normal into the new normal that they want to impose. Against that, we have many people getting not woke, but getting awakened. There's a great awakening happening. There's many people. You see protests, not just in the United States, and especially in places like Europe and Australia and other places where they realize that this imposition, this authoritarian medical tyranny that is being imposed upon their country makes no sense. And it's being done by bad characters doing bad things for bad reasons. You know, and so that there's an awakening that across this world, that these global elites, these Faucis, Soros, the Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, folks like the UN, that and all the WEF, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the World Health Organization, all these folks are really conspiring. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is really happening, or the world wouldn't be changing the way it is. And so the only hope we have as a people, as a country, as a Christian, now we have complete hope as Christians, as a Christian body, but that unless we wake up, we'll be just like those 10 virgins in the Jesus parable of Matthew, that we'll be asleep at the wheel when Jesus comes back. And that's what's happening. And unfortunately, that seems to be where we're going on this. The church, when you listen to the majority of the messages, you can go to church in a lot of good churches, you know, good doctrinally sound churches, and you won't hear anything about a global reset. You won't hear a thing about it. You won't hear about how and why things are changing for America, for their school. And they just want to stay out of it because they don't want to offend anybody. And so this great awakening is something that the church needs to be part of, needs to be communicating, needs to stop doing church as usual, stop doing the sermons from 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago, and start addressing what the issues are. We have a satanic, demonic imposition of tyranny upon this world, leading the way for the Antichrist. And it's happening right before our eyes. This is not normal. This is the new normal that the bad guys that are being conscripted by Satan himself to allow a one world government to pave the way for a one world leader named the Antichrist, who will have his one world government, his one world religion, his one world currency, the mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff with him when he comes. And that's what's happening. And if you haven't figured that out and you're going to keep on voting the way that you voted last time, despite the fact that it, and listen, it's not just Democrats. The Republicans are on this thing too. Where is one politician that says, I want out of the UN? Don't hear it. I'm talking about Hawley's and Cruz's and Rand Paul's. What are they saying? They're fighting these little skirmishes when they let Fauci run around like he's a medical expert. Despite everything that he says, he contradicts 6 months later. So we've got a real problem, America. We got a real problem, church. And that is we're not waking up and responding the way that we should to this tremendous reset that's going on, that's being imposed upon us. They don't even keep it secret anymore, Colleen. They say, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to say by 2030, but then they move it up to 2023, that we want, you know, we want to take away your vehicles. We want to take away, you know, this gas crisis. I heard the energy secretary under the current regime say 2 days ago that she was, you know, they're saying, well, you know, the gas prices certainly are going higher. You know, they're, you know, some places $7 a gallon in California. And she said, you know, yeah, these gas prices are going higher, but, you know, it's helping us transition to a new way of energy. And so she was saying it was good that we're paying $7 a gallon because it would allow us to stop using fossil fuels. You know, if you go to Africa, they like fossil fuels because they have a lower standard of living that will only be cured by a higher industrial output, which isn't going to be done by windmills. You know, that these global elites, they're thieves, that they're Forbes Fortune 400, what you see is all these people that are saying climate change and all this stuff, riding in their jets to Davos, Switzerland, and things of that nature, and saying that everybody else, you know, that you need to go ahead and get rid of your fossil fuels and things of that nature. We see complete hypocrisy, just like all socialist and communist models occur. It's for them, it's okay, but that for the proletariats, the people that they want to rule over, it's not okay. So with that rant being finished, and we have less than 15 minutes to go, please call in at 488-5299. We need to have a great awakening. We need to wake up. Let's talk about Omicron. What have you heard about Omicron?
That's the new variant.
That's the new variant, and it came out of Africa, correct? And it shocked all the markets, right? It shocked the stock markets. It shocked the cryptocurrency markets. It, you know, that we had, listen, it, on Friday afternoon, that's the first time I heard about it. And I heard it from my woke, unfortunately, my woke news station that shows up on what's the Christian radio station that I Christian CBN.
Say, don't talk about other radio stations, but that's okay.
Well, you know, they're a great radio station. They're a Christian broadcasting the BBN. That's what I should say, the BBN. But they've got the SalemNet radio network. And if you want to get what as woke as possible, then, and folks, if you're listening, if you're BBN and you're listening, shame on you. Get that stuff off the radio, because I have to shut your program down every time it comes on. It gives the same woke narrative, the same, you know, there's a great reset that's been foisted upon us, Colleen. And they've admitted there's also now the great narrative. They're controlling the narrative, and they're doing it through media like Salem Radio Network. And so, you know, first thing I heard on Saturday morning, I think, was how this new Omicron virus, this mutant monster, you know, it was like a Frankenstein thing, was being released. And of course, it had already been released a month ago. You know, they found out about it in Africa a month ago, but they made it sound like so terrible. And so as I watched my cryptocurrency, which people say, well, that's crazy. You shouldn't be in cryptocurrency. Maybe you're right. I need to get my money out of there probably. But that the I saw the stock markets tumble. I saw, you know, everything tumble. Everybody was so scared. And people say, well, the Queen of the lockdown, everybody's going to be, you know. And but then by Sunday after, you know, I started doing a little bit of research, had my friends do a little bit of research, and that the I'm sure Tony can't get on here because he would have called here by
no,
now.
No, he already called. He's on the line.
He's on the line?
Yeah. Do you want to talk to Tony?
So let's get Tony on the line. He knows a lot about the Omicron. Tony, you there?
Tony, you're on the line. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tony? So we're talking about the Omicron, and we were talking about, like, on Friday or Saturday morning, I guess we heard about it, And by Saturday afternoon, the stock markets were plunging. Everybody in the globalist network, you know, all the media stations, including my woke Salem radio network on BBN, was talking about how bad this thing was going to be. But then by Sunday afternoon, I think it was Sunday afternoon, or it might have been, yeah, it was Sunday afternoon, I think. You told me that, who was it? It was one of the big globalist money people. Who was that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It wasn't Chase, but it was another one of those guys.
Yeah.
They said, listen, it's not going to be nearly as bad, and there's no reason to panic. And, of course, what we saw the moment they said that was stock markets start going up and cryptocurrency started responding. And all it was that they had bought at the low and that they were ready for the people to go ahead and have the markets recover so they can make a lot of money. The biggest concern that I've heard right now about the Omicron virus is it makes you tired. You know, the biggest concern they have as far as being able to isolate it is that most of the people that have it, they don't know they have it. They're asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big concern is how do you know you've got Omicron unless you get tested and traced by somebody that's had it because you don't get sick. So what we've seen with the last couple rounds of this Fauci flu, that not the Fauci flu, but the vaccine, the Fauci flu and the concocted vaccines to fight it, or the concocted bioweapons to that are brought on because of it, is that because of all the vaccines, all the bioweapon injections that are being given to people, that this virus is mutating, and that it's mutating first to the B, then to the Delta, and now this Frankenstein sort of mutation that has many mutations, but with each round, it seems to be getting a little bit weaker, a little bit less, you know, efficacious, but it spreads a little bit more seriously. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it seems like they came out with a virus in the beginning, the original COVID-19. They were sure it would kill hundreds of millions of people. It would give them the ability to lock the whole world down. They were sure it was the end of all things, and it was pretty much ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine beat up on it, and they got mad and tried to ban those. Now here we are in round five or six now, and it seems like every time they come out with a new version, and I'm not being as facetious, it's wimpier. It's less effective on hurting us if you're not vaccinated. It is more effective if you're vaccinated, I guess. I don't know.
But hey, Tony, Colin, my feed from Tony is coming very blurred. Is that coming blurred on your feed as well?
A little bit.
Huh, I'm not sure what's going on. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, the phone line is probably better. I was saying they tried really hard to create something that they thought would be the massive end all, and every time they do it, it comes out less and less effective for them, better for us, so to speak. You just get tired now. Well, we're tired anyway half the time. How would you know you had it?
Well, you know, what we see is they're trying to, you know, we see this pandemic coming in waves. You know, that what we've noticed, and folks, if you've noticed it as well, it's kind of like birth pains, you know, that we saw in March of 2020, that we saw, you know, the pandemic didn't get any worse, but the response to the pandemic did. And so we saw lockdowns, we saw shutdowns, we saw businesses being shuttered. And then finally people realized, hey, this thing isn't that bad. And that they opened things up, and then they had to bring along, around flu season, around November, another big wave, because they don't want people to have Thanksgiving. You remember that they got rid of Easter, they got rid of Thanksgiving, they didn't want people to celebrate Christmas. But of course, everybody started recognizing this thing wasn't that deadly, and that there was no flu season, and so that there was something going on as far as the truth being told to them. If you remember back in January or February, they were saying millions were going to die. That's what they said. Remember that, Colleen? Mm-hmm. They said millions were going to die. Nothing like that happened. They had to fake the numbers so that they could show a lot of people by people dying because of car accidents. And if they would admit that basically if they were tested, and they and anybody can be tested by the CPR test to show that they have COVID, they were counted as a COVID death. And so we didn't have a flu season last year because everybody that died, because the hospitals make a lot of money, they were conscripted into the lie. And so what we have is basically the globalists manufacturing illness and fear to accomplish a purpose. And mostly that is so that they can take control of the narrative to implement their great reset. We've got 3 minutes, Tony, that let's try you one more time as far as the feed.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me okay now?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? The one thing we have to realize is you said they were saying millions would die. They actually had millions listed as dead. Then the CDC quietly went back and cut that number in half, then reduced it again.
Yeah.
So they reduced their death numbers quietly when no one was watching because people weren't dying in those great numbers.
That's true. Colleen, I'm going to give you one last word before we go ahead and try to land the plane.
Now, again, this is, again, we have to be aware of what's happening and, you know, don't get too freaked out about different things. And when you hear the news, you know, you have to just still stay steady with it and be aware of what's happening and that there are people out there who are trying to write the narrative for us.
Well, exactly. Do not believe the mainstream media. They've been conscripted into the global elites' plan. And even the politicians that we thought that we could trust were finding that they're not really doing a response that would be responsive to what's going on. They're part of the game, it seems like. And so, Christians, we need to stand up. We need to actually get on our knees and start praying and start recognizing our calling in this time of challenge. Don't think that it's going to get any better. It's going to probably get a lot worse, and it will get a lot worse. Jesus is coming, and he's not coming pre-tribulation. Trust me, that we've got some time that we're going to go through that's very uncomfortable, and that there's a true Antichrist that will be revealed before you know it, and that from that we're going to see a great persecution and a great apostasy happen with the church. We're already seeing both. And so keep your eyes open, folks. Again, this is Steve Taylor for the Alliance Legal Group, who is sponsoring this program. Do see us at www.debtfreeva.com. We'd love to give you a free consultation on any sort of issue that would be helpful, especially in the realm of bankruptcy and or helping you through your financial issues. We love you. We want to see a closer relationship with all of us, with Jesus Christ. And so take care. God bless you. And we'll be talking to you hopefully next Tuesday at 12:30.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.